And good afternoon. My name is Suman Lamchani, and I'm a graduate student at Texas Tech. And today I'm going to talk about an evolution of quantum fiber cross section with the fiber image analysis software, or FIAS. First, I would like to start with an introduction of quantum fiber. Each quantum fiber is a single cell formed by the elongation of an epidermal cell on the surface of the ovule. Not all quantum fiber develop at the same time and in the same way. Thus, there is a high variation in fiber quality within and among the plants. This natural variability of the quantum fiber impact the property of the bulk link, including fiber maturity and ultimately its spin performance and diability. So what is quantum fiber maturity? Pearson and Lord in 1929 defined fiber maturity, which is also denoted as theta, as the ratio of the area of the secondary cell wall to the area of the circle having the same perimeter. An importance of fiber maturity: immature fiber with a thin cell wall, they are weak and easily broken during processing. In contrast, mature fiber, they have well-developed secondary cell wall with well-organized cellulose molecule. They are stronger and they perform better throughout the processing. And measurement of fiber maturity. A number method has been devised to measure the maturity of the cotton fiber, and they are classified as a direct and indirect method. Fiber maturity can be measured directly by the cross-section method. The cross-section method is regarded as the reference method for validity indirect maturity measurement. In the cross-sectional analysis, maturity is determined by the cell wall area and perimeter of the fiber cross-section. This is a typical structure of the cotton fiber, and this outer blue line is the primary cell wall, and this inner thick dark line is the lumen, and the area between the lumen and primary cell wall is the area of the secondary cell wall. After calculating the area of the secondary cell wall and perimeter of the fiber cross-section, we can determine the maturity of the fiber cross-section from this equation. And image analysis, the cross-section method uses an image analysis software, which is a fiber image analysis software, to analyze images of fiber cross-section. This is how the FIAS software works. The FIAS processes a cross-sectional image and provides a process image in a data file. The process image contains the fiber feature identified by the FIAS, whereas the measurement of those fiber features are recorded in the data file. The microtome used for preparing fiber cross-section, they may break the thin cell wall of some immature fiber and could cause bias in fiber detection. In addition to this, a recent study reported that the algorithm used in the FIAS fails to detect the physical feature of some immature fiber, and it tends to overestimate the maturity of the cotton sample. Therefore, manual removal of the cross-section with inaccurate segmentation is required to minimize the measurement bias. However, the manual editing is time-consuming and tedious. Therefore, to improve the fiber detection, the developer, who is Dr. Bugao Zhu, he has developed a new version of FIAS with a new algorithm. In this study, I have evaluated the new version of FIAS and compared it to the previous or the old FIAS version. And the hypothesis of my research is the new version of FIAS is more effective at measuring the physical feature of fiber cross-section, especially immature fiber cross-section, than the old version of FIAS. And the objectives are to compare the two version FIAS in fiber detection, to compare average maturity obtained from the old FIAS with the average maturity obtained from the new FIAS. And also I have compared the maturity distribution repaired by the old FIAS with the maturity distribution repaired by the new FIAS. So Matheson method. The cross-section images required for this research were acquired from the 104 reference bale, which was developed by Dr. Hickey's group in 2006. And from those 104 bale, 13 bales that represent a wide range of fiber maturity were selected. And 64 images of fiber cross-section were selected from each of the 13 bale. And each image has more than 60 fiber cross-section, which altogether make approximately 4,000 fiber cross-section per bale, and which were analyzed with both old and new version FIAS. And from all those, from all these 13 bales, I have analyzed more than 100,000 fiber cross-section. And after analysis, errors were manually removed from the data file to get final maturity measurement. So what is an error? an error occur when the image analysis software inaccurately identifies the feature of the fiber cross section, and there are four main types of error, and they are classified as type A, B, C, and D. In type A, the FIAS identifies broken cross section or a trace as a regular fiber cross section. In this case, you can see that this is a broken fiber cross section which should not be detected by the FIAS software, but the FIAS detect this as a regular fiber cross section, which is an error. And in type B, the FIAS misestimated the perimeter of the fiber cross section, and in type C, the FIAS failed to identify the lumen of the fiber cross section. When the lumen is not identified in a fiber cross section, then the maturity of that fiber cross section is overestimated. And in type D, the FIAS failed to detect the true fiber cross section. And first analysis of the error. And from the 13 bells, I have selected some representative bell to look the specific difference between two FIAS versions in fiber detection. And this table provides the frequency of different types of error for bell 3156, which is an example of a matcher bell. And from this table, we can see that the frequency of error C from the new FIAS is extremely low compared to the old FIAS, and also the new FIAS has a lower frequency of error B than the old FIAS. And from this frequency of the error, I calculated the confidence interval, and from this confidence interval graph, we can see that between the two FIAS versions, significant difference is recorded for error B and C, whereas no significant difference is recorded for error A and D. Two other bells were also selected, and for both bells, significant difference is recorded only for error C, whereas no significant difference is recorded for the remaining types of error. And I have also investigated the relationship between error rate and the maturity of the bell. For both FIAS, error rate and the maturity of the bell show a good correlation with each other. But the nature of the relationship differed according to the software version. The old FIAS shows a higher error rate for both mature and the immature bells, whereas the new FIAS, the error rate decreases with an increase in the maturity of the bell. From this, we can say that the old FIAS has a problem in identifying the feature of both the mature and immature fiber cross section, whereas the new FIAS still has a problem in identifying the feature of the immature fiber cross section. The statistically significant difference recorded between the two FIAS versions is an indication of the improvement made in the new FIAS. However, remarkable improvement was seen only for some error type. A noticeable difference was observed for error C and a slight improvement for error B, but no significant advancement was observed for both error A and D. And I have also compared the average maturity value obtained from two FIAS version. The average maturity values show a high correlation with each other, but you can see that the confidence interval shows that the slope is not different from 1, but the offset is different from 0. The deviation of the offset from 0 tells us that there is a statistical difference between the average maturity value obtained from both FIAS version. An error were manually removed from the data file, and the average maturity value were again generated and compared. The correlation value between the maturity measurement increased slightly, and the confidence interval shows that both slope and offset, they are not different from 1 and 0, which tells us that there is no significant difference between average and maturity after removing the error from the data files. Therefore, the segmentation error are responsible for the statistical difference between the maturity measurement, and they should be manually removed even if it is time consuming and tedious. And I have also compared the maturity distribution obtained from two FIAS version. And from these two bells, we can clearly see that there is a clear difference between the maturity distribution on both mature and the immature side. And the distribution obtained from the old FIAS are shifted to the right side of the graph and show a larger population of the mature fiber. and chi-square analysis were done to determine the significance, and the result shows that the maturity distribution obtained from the two-phase version are statistically different. And I have also compared the maturity distribution obtained from the new phase before and after removing the error, and there is a slight difference between the maturity distribution, but the chi-square analysis shows that the maturity distribution are significantly different. Therefore, the maturity measurement obtained from the new phase still need manual editing. So finally, while there is a good agreement between two phase system in terms of average maturity, the maturity distribution differs significantly from each other. The new phase is better at identifying the fiber feature and also at capturing the within sample variation of fiber maturity than the old phase. Similarly, the new phase effectively lowers the segmentation error. The reduction of the segmentation error reduces the measurement bias and time required for their manual removal. And the maturity measurement obtained from the new phase still needs manual editing. And finally, I would like to acknowledge to my colleague and staff at the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute and also to the Cotton Incorporated for the funding. Thank you.